Before I start, I'll have a short prayer. Our Father in heaven, may your mercy and grace be abundant in our hearts so that we can receive your message through the Holy Spirit, so we understand the important concept about biblical time in our own life. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. In order for us to live a life, we need the money and we need the time. When I first came to this country from Korea many years ago, I found a lot of new things that really surprised me. And one of them was when I went to the store to buy something, I didn't realize there is a policy that money back guarantee. I didn't know what that means because I never realized that you can have your money back if you don't like the product. In my country, there's always a negotiation of the price. You had the agreement, and if you pay the money, then that's it. Just like in this country, still the buying a house or automobile, right? You cannot have a money-back guarantee for those. How about our time? There's no time-back guarantee. As we are getting older, like myself and some of you, we are a little more sensitive to the time that continuously passing through, moving along. It's already, this year already is September, even mid-September. When I was young, sometimes I wish the time goes so fast. Sometimes it's so boring, like a summer vacation, school. I want to go back to see my friend and play together and study together. Maybe some of you think, well, I wish I could be old enough to drive, get a permit to drive. My grandson got a permit to drive, but he doesn't want to drive yet. Interesting. Some people say, I wish I go to the high school or college or whatever. You know, time is so exact. It's so equal to everybody. Whether you're president or queen or king, or you're just like us, it's exactly the same lot that God has given to us. So it's exact and equal. And it's ephemeral. It's short, because our life is just short, or it could be eternal. But time is so precious. There is no time back guarantee and no questions asked about that. This week, we had some issue about this, the Martha's Vineyard, where 50 illegal immigrants was shifted in the plane, and there was a crisis in that city. That city, you know, it's an island, it's a rich people, average house is $1 million, and the average income about $80,000. But they said, oh, it's a crisis of our city. But someone said, no, it's only 0.000025% of the border crisis. There are a lot of discussion, but the reason I'm pointing this out is one female politician you all know said, the craziness of time that we live. When I heard about that, I was thinking about this time. You know, many people think it's craziest time that we live. Is it really time is crazy? Is it time is really corrupt? Time is really evil itself? Or happen to be the one who live in that kind of time, they are the one who are crazy and evil and corrupt. Bible says that there is a corruption for sure. It was a right before flood. God says, this earth become corrupt. And also their statement that land was corrupt. Not only that, our own self corrupted ourselves utterly. And also, like in Ezekiel says, God says, you guys, you are the one who defiled my Sabbath and profaned my sanctuary. But there's no statement in the Bible, that at least I found so far, that there's no statement that the time that God created cannot be corrupt and it will not be corrupt. Even though the one that God created, earth, land, human, sanctuary, and Sabbath can be corrupted. This is a very important concept. I want you to remember, the time itself is never corrupt because there is a special kind of God's creation. Then we can see here, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. 5 verse 16. Well, let me read the Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as of fools, but as wise. And what is next verse? Redeeming the time because the days are evil. See, here talking about who are supposed to redeem the time? Not God, not Jesus Christ. Jesus is Redeemer for us, but in this particular verse, we are the Redeemer of the time. Same goes with the next scripture, which is Colossians chapter 4, verse 5 says, walk. Here, same words, walk. We'll talk about this later. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. In other words, when we walk in wisdom, walk to where? To walk to those who are outside God's fold. It talks about actually the evangelism. And who is redeeming here too? The one who walk is supposed to redeem the time. You know, in the Bible, there are certain words that are so important, like Logos. We know the Logos, right? What is Logos and who is Logos? Yes, it is in the John chapter 1, verse 1, there was a Logos, and Logos was with God, and Logos was God, and that Logos is the one who created everything. Now, this word Logos is actually coming from Greek philosophers, Greek history, even before Christ was born, about the 500 before Christ was born, this word Logos was a very popular words in the Greek languages. There are therefore many different definitions. However, all this definition, we cannot accept that because when we read the Bible, Bible itself actually defines certain words in a very unique way. And we as a Bible believers, we accept that as our definition. So when Jesus was told about in John chapter 1, verse 14, what he says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. So that's where actually the definition of the Word can be truly established by the Holy Spirit given to us. Same goes with the time. There are important two Greek words. Today we'll study about this. And those two words are, one is chronos, The other one is Kairos. Let's say Kronos. Kronos. And then the other one is what? Kairos. Kairos. In the Greek world, many philosophers or religionists, many teachers define this word, so it's very complicated. But there are certain common features that they all somehow agree, even though those definitions from the world are pretty good, but it is not enough when we read the Bible, just like a logos. So we have to study about what really time means. And in Greek words, this chronos is the word that we, in our days, we use what? Chronology. What is chronology? Or chronicles. It means it's a timing that you can actually measure. Like we are now living in 2022, you know, September. A certain of those measurable time. And so, therefore, it is what? It is it's a ticking, 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 ticking. Therefore, it is more with what? Objective. Whether I sleep, whether I awake, this time is continuously ticking, which we can measure. So this is more with a quantitative term of the time. We call that chronos. But when we talk about kairos, kairos is, in the worldly sense, it's an opportune time and or right moment. So it's more with a qualitative measuring or defining the time. So it's more with a subjective concept in a way. However, Bible not only picked those differences, chronos and kairos, but Bible actually give more input for us to understand original meaning or intention that God had when he started this world. Well, let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Who have saved us, called us with a holy calling. Of course, we know who that is. It's God. Not according to our work, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ. In other words, God has his purpose. God has his grace. And that was given to us in Christ. So if you're outside of Christ, you probably understand, but you cannot really possess it. And then next word here is in Jesus Christ. What is next word? Before the world began. This is an English translation, but actually this world is chronos. In other words, before the time began. So when God used, God allowed Holy Spirit allowed the Paul to write it, there is a beginning of the time, which is what? Before this world began or before the time began. That means what? There is a time before time wasn't existing, which is not a concept of worldly idea about the chronos. Therefore, we have a more blessed to understand more in a wider dimension of this time. The next scripture is also same. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised. What is the next word? Before the world began. It's same Greek words. Here also the world is not really cosmos, that Jesus came to this cosmos, this world. Not that sense. This world actually in Greek word is chronos. In other words, even before the world began, there was hope of eternal life. In other words, God has His plan and His purpose and His grace that were given to us in Christ. But that was even before we are even created. So I always am saying that the recreation or redemption was before the creation. It is very paradoxical, but that is a real, that is a, what Bible is talking about. There was eternal life that already promised even before time starts. So even before creation start, before I was born, that is God's mercy and God's purpose in Jesus Christ. As we study this Bible in different ideas of the word Chronos and Kairos, the next one is Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. When the fullness of the time, I want you to remember these words, fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of the woman, made under the law. Here, talking about this time is a Chronos. So there was a time where Jesus apparently came to, I mean, according to this, it's talking about first coming of Jesus Christ, right? He came on the fullness of time. There was a time that was already, if we go to, you know, Old Testament, Daniel and other things, appointed time, there are many Hebrew words, moed, that verse is coming up. But anyway, it actually fulfilled because it was not the time when it was incomplete fullness of the time, but it was a fullness of the time when Jesus Christ came. So He didn't just come haphazardly. He just came exact time. That's what I'm talking about. You know how Jesus came to even Bethlehem, right? It was all human interplace, political, social, all these things. How come Jesus happened to be on Bethlehem? We all know that story because there was an exact fullness of the time. Now, next verse is Matthew chapter 2, verse 7. Then the herald, when he had privily called the wise men and inquired of them diligently, what is next word? What time the star appeared. So it's a Chronos time, exact time, exact time. So this Chronos is the time that the ticking, and whatever you do, objectively, it just move along. So you have to tag along with that because we are bounded by this time that God created. Okay. Now, therefore, this Chronos actually talks about our human life. Let's say Acts chapter 7, verse 23. When he was a full 40 years, what is the next word? Old. The word old is actually a Chronos. So in other words, human life, you're talking here Moses, right? When he was 40 years old, that old is actually, we know, aging. We'll talk about that a little bit. But that word actually is translated of Chronos into old, okay? And then same goes with the Acts chapter 13, verse 18. Here talk about another 40 years and about the time of 40. They don't have a year. I'm old here. But time. That time is also Chronos. This is talking about he endured or suffered their manners in the wilderness. In other words, God actually had to endure this stubbornness and sinful lifestyle of God's people in the wilderness for how long? 40 years of Chronos. And next verse is Romans chapter 7, verse 1 says, "Know ye not, brethren, how that the law has dominion over a man?" What is next verse? "As long as he lives." Here, "as long as That whole word actually is talking about chronos. So that the chronos is talking about not only the Christ coming, but also not only the original time that started before the time began, so that it tells that the time was the created work of God, and now it points to us at our life. So this is a measurable and quantitative time, and it's ticking. I just pause about 5 or 10 seconds. Do you see this time? You feel that? The ticking time. Ticking time. And when we are busy, a lot of noise, a lot of activities, we miss this time that is continuously ticking. Sometimes, therefore, we need the time with God alone and shut all the noises and all the worries. And in our chamber, that's what God wants. Well, let's go. I mean, there are many, many things, but we are limited time. I just want to move to next, Kairos. The Kairos is the one that is very important, I think, for the following reasons. The reason. Now, Kairos is a little bit different. As I said, it's a subjective, and it is more with the individualized experience of the time. That's how they define. But Bible actually has more into it than what the worldly defines. Matthew chapter 13, verse 30. Let both grow together until the harvest. In other words, there's a weed and the tare growing together. And then what is the next word? In the time of harvest, I will say to the reaper. Here, if we just read the English verse or my Korean Bible, we don't know. This actually is a time. That time is a Kairos, not Chronos. So Kairos in the Bible has a lot to do with the fruit, a lot to do with the harvest. So it takes time to reveal that kinds of Kairos manifestations. So let's read the next verse, Matthew chapter 21, verse 34. When the time of what? Fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, and that they might receive the fruits of it. Here also talking about time of the fruit. Earlier we read the time of what? Time of harvest. Here, time of fruit. So this one is also same as what? As Kairos, Kairos time. And then next one is Matthew 21, verse 41. And here you see which one? Where's the Kairos here? Anybody figure that out? They say unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard unto their husbandmen, which shall render him the fruit in their season. That season is what? Is a Chronos. But when we look at that words, English words, you miss that the original Greek meaning of the what? Of the Kairos. So we understand when the fruit of the Holy Spirit comes to me, it's not just right away, right? A lot of times. Of course, when God created in Genesis chapter 1, God says what? He says, fruit trees yielding fruit after its kinds. When God says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, the fruit was right there, right? It didn't take a year later. When God created the two trees, tree of knowledge and good and evil, tree of life, the fruits are already, God made them right away. Just like God created Adam not as a baby, he was an adult. So those are very instant occasions, but the rest of the case we know it takes time. See, therefore, a lot of people say, oh, how come my Christian experience is so low? I don't have any fruit of the Holy Spirit. I try to make fruit myself. That is my work. No, but fruit is a fruit of Holy Spirit. Belongs to God. Maybe we didn't spend, or we didn't even realize there's another dimension of the time, which is Kairos. Think about that. So just because you spend your Kronos time as a Christian all your life coming to church and read Bible and all these things, but if you don't have any fruit of the Spirit, maybe you need to think about whether you truly understand the Kairos time of the God's plan in our life. Because there is another specific God's plan for us to enjoy. Therefore, we know that the Kairos time is maybe, as a worldly defined definition says, it could be opportune time or time of opportunity or right decision moments. But a lot of biblical way of thinking is it is a consequence. It takes time. It is a harvest. It is a season time. Now, as we earlier read Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, here it says, when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son. Let me ask you, is this time a Kronos or is a Kairos time? If it's Kronos, raise your hand. Is the only one right? This is a Kronos time. However, the next one is Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10. We read, here is a fullness of time. This time is what? This is a Kairos time. They have some different theological understanding that we can make, and very obviously, when you look at here, when Christ came, his work is what? Gathering all things in Christ. In other words, he is unifying everybody. He making oneness in himself. Not just on this earth. What do you say? It's in heaven and earth. So this event is actually what? It is a cosmos events. It's universal events. It's a galactic events. Because Christ came on this earth not just for us to be saved, because there are heaven that is watching us. Even though in heaven there was a issue of the sin, and God has to what? God has to expel Satan and one third out of heaven, because if God let them live there, always there is a gruntle and division and fighting. No, God doesn't want that. So just expel in heaven, from heaven. Therefore now, how God is doing in terms of unification of this earth, which is where? Who is the God of this world now? It's Satan. And so how God is uniting together, that is the really a heavenly drama that all the sinless citizens of heaven are watching. So we are what? We are the spectacle, right? Bible says. But it is very interesting to notice here, even though it's a fullness of time, next scripture is John chapter 7, verse 6. Here it says, Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet, what? Is not yet come. This time also is what? It's not a chronos, it's kairos time. It's kairos time. Because that unity from with heaven and earth, it hasn't come yet. So that's where we're talking about. But next word is, your time is always ready. Here time is what? It's kairos time. Okay? Kairos. I'll explain what that means later. At least the way I understood. Now, verse 8, same John chapter verse 7, verse 8. Here it says, go ye up to the feast. This feast we're talking about, what feast? It's Passover. Passover, where this year, Jesus says, when his brother says, why don't you go to the Jerusalem to celebrate Passover? He says, no, I'm not going to go in the way they think. Later, we know he actually went up to secretly himself. Because actually, that particular year was not his time yet. Christ's time here is actually the death. So actually, I should have indicated earlier, the kairos time of Jesus in the fullness of time actually is his death. As we studied the Sabbath school, you know, when a grain into the soil and die, and then it produces a lot of fruits. That's what we are referring here to. Now, verse 8 here. Go ye up unto the feast. I go not up yet unto this feast. For, what is next verse? My time is not yet full. What is next word? Come. Actually, the word come is not original words. Just full. My time is not yet full. Even the verse 6, it says, my time is not yet come. Here's my time is not yet full. So, I mean, obviously, we can use that word come there. But the point is that my time, Christ's time is not come yet. It's not full yet. So the fullness of time, in terms of the kairos, we have to understand when it actually occurred. Matthew chapter 26, verse 18. Here, and he said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the master said, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciple. This is truly the last Passover where Jesus went, not just a participant of the feast, but as what? As Lamb of this world. The one who carried the world's sin. That's what we're talking about. So my time is at hand. This time is kairos time that we are talking about. It is not just the like Christ coming to this world on a chronos basis, but this is the time when true fullness of time, which means Christ's death, and this is not just a redemptive death for the planet Earth, but it was universal and galactic events, not just the Milky Way galaxy, but how many galaxies we are talking, we know. We claim we know. Nobody really counted. But 125 billion galaxies. And you know how many heavenly citizens are watching all these things going on. So here we understand the fullness of time in the sense of chronos and kairos actually met in the life of Jesus Christ, not only by his coming as the incarnated word, logos, but also in his death, in his resurrection, in his ascension. That's why we say It's a fullness of time in both senses. Now, there are two New Testament scripture that we found both Kairos and Kronos are together in the same verse. There are two things. I just want to, for your reference, I want to let you know. And first one is Acts chapter 1, verse 7. We know all these verses, but if you now understand in terms of Kronos and Kairos, you will have a lot deeper understanding of the scripture. Jesus said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Here, time is what? That is Kronos. And the seasons is what? It's Kairos. So then let's see the next verse. I'm going to continue. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. But of the times and of the seasons, it's the same words. Kronos as a time and Kairos as a seasons. Brethren, you don't need to that I have to write unto you, because it belongs to God's power. So at least we know these two verses where Kronos and Kairos, they're all together. So when you read next time these verses, one is Kronos, one is Kairos. Now, how about our life? If Christ's life was met of these two different concepts of the biblical time, God's time, one is Kronos and Kairos, the other is Kairos, how about God wants us to deal with these issues? And I was struggling, and God gave me some insight, which is the next verse, which I think is a very important verse, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. I see in this scripture that God allowed us to live the life according to not only Kronos, but also Kairos of God's time. Let's see here. But though our outward man perish, yet what inward man is what? Renewed day by day. See, here we have many different groups of ages. Somebody like me had a white hair, and we have some chronic conditions, and you know, and some young people very, very powerful and active, energetic. But here he says, our outer man perish. Why? This is because of what? Our life has been aligned with this Kronos time, right? If we live this life, what is the end result? It's perishing. And all we think about is ticking time. And if we live in that kinds of concept of time, we end up what? With a perish. This perish is a very interesting word. It's phthero. That means, if you know the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, if you defile your body as a God's holy temple, what the Bible says? God will what? God will destroy. If you defile your body, God will destroy your body. It's a defile and destroy, they're the same words. In other words, we can exchange the words. If I destroy my body, God will defile your body. In other words, the reason God destroying your body is because you're already destroying yourself. So that word is here, is what we see here. Well, that's okay. But though our outer man perished, so this word is in close relationship with what we just read in the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. But remember, as I said earlier, it is because we live in this Chronos time that we are perishing. Then there is some problem of the Chronos time. As I said, Chronos time will never define as the one that can be corrupted, right? Time never corrupts. It's because why we live in this Chronos time, we are decaying and we have many wrinkles and, our arthritis and all this heart problem and all other internal problems and we die. It's because of the virtue or quality of the Chronos time? No. Chronos time is very honest. It's very exact. It just tells us exactly what we are going through. Not because the Chronos time has any influence of preventing that, but it just tells reality. Therefore, we cannot blame, because it's my age. No, it's because of my own self. Why? Because we are born to this world with the eternal life or non-eternal life. We are born to this world from first Adam, where first Adam lost the eternal life by eating that fruit, and he lost all his glory that God gave. And then his children, they have no eternal life. So that continuously coming down. And my parents they didn't have eternal life. So when I born to this world, my life is also not eternal. And therefore, Bible says, in Adam, the first Adam, we all are dead. And then this Chronos time is nothing but to reflecting and showing the reality of our life. How about the next verse? Yet the inward man is what? Renewed. Day by day. This is what we're talking about. What? It is Chronos time. No, it is Kairos time. It's Kairos time. Because it's a result. It's a fruit. The fruit is what? This fruit is abundant life in Christ. So unless you have this Kairos time, you cannot have the experience of inward man renewed day by day. Whether you know God or not, we all live in this Chronos time. And so I had one of my patients, he was so happy that he just had a baby. And the day before yesterday, he brought the baby for me to see. And he was smiling, and baby was also smiling and happy. And I asked, how old is this baby? I couldn't say, how young is this baby? As soon as you were born to this world, you no longer knew your start. Old. So English word is so biblical in the sense. How old are you? Or how young are you? Which word is right? Yes. Even 2 weeks baby. How old is this baby? Nobody can say how younger you are unless we understand this inward man is renewed what? Day by day. What does that mean? It renewed day by day means what? You are getting younger and younger and younger. Am I not true? So we have to experience that Christ life coming to me in terms of Kairos time. And many Christians even don't understand there is a Kairos time that is intended that as opposite to the manifestation of aging and the perishing and dying, but there's another dimension where our spirit is renewed every day. Therefore, when Bible says, in Christ, you are new creation, it doesn't mean that we can depend on my experience with God 10 years ago. At that time, I was so fresh and I was so enthusiastic. But when I look at now, that's all gone. That's old. So we have to have what? Bible says, I didn't put it here. Now is the time, right? In Romans. Now is the time. Now is the we receive the God's grace. That time is also Kairos time. So remember, we have this challenge in our life. If our Christian life is so mundane and ritual, we are going through only one dimension of God's time, which is Chronos, but we have to think about the other dimension that the Bible is providing to us through Jesus Christ. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, where we earlier read. Oops. Redeeming the time. Can you go back to verse 15? Here we said we have to walk. We have to walk. That walk is not just walking like this. It is our lifestyle. It is our lifestyle that how you reflect whether you are truly the light of the children of the light or children of the darkness. That's what I'm talking about. And same goes with the Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, where walk in wisdom. This time, walk in wisdom toward them that are outside and redeeming the time. So what is this redeeming? Redeem means what? Something you lost. So something got lost. So he came down to rescue it. When the shepherd lost the one sheep, he's going down there and then take it back. So when Bible says, what is a redeeming time? That means you lost the time. You need to what? You need to get it back. This time is what? This is a Kairos time. We all very well understand the Chronos time because we all remember my birthday, especially the children. Oh, my birthday is coming. We know our certain dates so correctly. Sometimes, oh, my anniversary today, congratulations, 36 years of our family members here, of their marriage. Yeah, amazing. We are very much keen to counting the Chronos time, but we already lost this Kairos time. That's why Bible says you have to be redeemer of yourself to get what? This Kairos time that you never even experienced or you never even know that there is one. And John chapter 7, verse 6, as we read earlier, Jesus said unto them, my time, my Kairos time is not yet come, but what is next words? But your Kairos time is always ready. In other words, God wants you to have it because it's ready all the time. That's why today is the time we receive God's Kairos time and recognizing that God is the one who works in us this fruit of the Spirit. I actually wrote down something about my personal testimony, but I don't know whether maybe this is almost the end of my... Oh, yeah, one thing I want to know. I want to share with you. The book of Revelation, we all Adventists want to study very well, has this issue that I'm going to share with you about Chronos and Kairos. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, keep those things which are what? Written therein. What is the next verse? For the time is at hand. Now, which time you're talking about here? It's not Chronos, it's Kairos time. Now, verse 22, chapter 22, verse 10. And he said unto me, seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. This also is a Kairos time. In other words, the book of Revelation is talking to the world that truly the Kairos time is coming. And in between, there is another verse, very important. Chapter 10, verse 6, we all Adventists familiar with. But here, I'm not going to read all the rest, but here, and the things there in the middle, therein are, and the earth, and the things that are, there are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that, what is next verse? There shall be time no more. You know, when I became Adventist, when I attended the Evangelistic Crusade, they are all talking about this time. There will be no more prophetic time from now on, since 1844, right? We accept that, right? There is no other timing. But remember, this time here is, of course, I accepted that for fully, but also another dimension of understanding is this time is what? It's a Chronos time. So in other words, Revelation is talking about there is a Kairos time at hand. In verse chapter 1 and chapter 22, chapter 22 is, I didn't mention that, it's right after that there is a provision of time is coming. And right before that, it says the time is at hand, that Chronos time is at hand. No, I'm sorry, Kairos time is at hand. So Revelation is talking about two times. One is Chronos time, one is Kairos time. It starts with the Kairos time is coming, chapter 1, and 22, also Kairos time is coming. And in between, in the chapter 10, says there's no more Chronos time. And it's very interesting. However, chapter 12, verse 12, I don't know if you had that or not. Chapter 12, verse 12. Here it says, talking about devil. Devil is coming down unto you and having a great wrath because he knows that what? He has a short time. That time is actually Kairos time. As we said, the Kairos means it's a harvest, a result, right? And the fruit. Devil has to accept his fruit. So God allow him to have a short time. Because he actually has to live another 1,000 years. He has to have another 1,000 years. All the records will be revealed. And so, however, that 1,000 years in terms of God's time is very short. But because of time, I will not share my... but I know we go through... this church, we go through a lot of this experience, but I know God is His plan, and God is the one who reconciled heaven and earth. And if He has that kind of power, that kind of kairos time he can use. What we are going through is what? It's nothing. It's nothing. So I hope that even though we still have misunderstanding, but I know when there's God's time, everything will be revealed. Now, we studied today the King Saul, right? King Saul, he's a typical person, the way it's my interpretation, so you don't have to accept. He's a typical person who is only interested in Chronos time. Oh, well, Samuel, you are supposed to come 7 days. He only counted that. He didn't know about the Kairos time. During those 7 days, what he should have done is he gathered only small people. They pray, they fast, and they repent their sins. That is the time that they have to spend. But he only count that, you know, the 7 days, and then he was in a hurry, and he lost everything. I just pray that this church and anybody who listened this message today realized there's another element of the time, which is Kairos time. And that time is at hand because there'll be no more Chronos time in the future. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the biblical message about the time. Help us to meditate upon your words and let us to fully observe your mercy and grace of the Kairos time so that your fruit will be abundant in our life and we have experience of renew the spirit day by day because we ask all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.